I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. An international panel that examined anti-drug policies around the globe made a bold statement today. The panel issued a report that declares that the international war on drugs has failed. The report also urges governments to, among other things, stop criminalizing drug users who don't harm other people. The White House immediately called the report misguided. The authors are members of the Global Commission on Drug Policy, and that group includes several well-known people, among them former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan and former U.S. Secretary of State George Shultz. Another member is the former president of Colombia, Cesar Gaviria.
The war on drugs has failed because the results have been quite poor in the last two decades. Particularly, the U.S. still has the highest consumption in the world. I think it's important that this country do a debate about the efficacy of their policies. This country is spending too much on law enforcement and too little on prevention and education and information. That should be changed. You hear frequently that there are no alternatives to the war on drugs for the U.S. Of course, if you don't change the definition of the consumption of drugs as a crime and move to a definition that the consumption of drugs is a health problem, it's going to be very difficult to find alternatives. But if you do change that definition, you will have a lot of experience, a lot of research that can help this country to find a more balanced policy.
Well, of course, one of the arguments that's made against that here in the United States is that if you decriminalize, for instance, marijuana or cocaine or even heroin, it's simply going to lead to more drug use and not necessarily less crime that revolves around drugs. And you know that better than anybody, being the former president of Colombia.
Yes, but you know, the experiences of Europe, and there are many, don't show that. You cannot devise a policy just in relation to fears. There is no experience in Europe that shows that there has been a significant increase. If you move to a policy more based on health-oriented work instead of a law enforcement orientation, the experience of Switzerland, the experience of Portugal, which is very recent, the experience of the Spanish and the British and the Netherlands, none of them show significant increase.
Well, even if the United States, which you say is the biggest consumer of drugs, of illicit drugs, were to decriminalize, what about, for instance, cocaine, which we're going to hear about in our next story? It is huge business, of course, in Colombia. Do you believe that that business would disintegrate if drug use was made legal here?
I think in Colombia and in Mexico and in Central America, we care a lot on the efficacy of U.S. policy. We are very concerned that the consumption of this country is not going down because we are making an extraordinary effort. Just look at Mexico and not only Colombia, what they are doing, what they are suffering. And at least we should expect that the policy of the U.S. is going in the right direction. What is the right direction? Reducing the size of the black market, of the business, and reducing the consumption. It's not about being soft with cartels. It's about considering consumption of drugs a health problem, not a crime.
That was former Colombian President Cesar Gaviria, one of the members of the Global Commission on Drug Policy.